A scourge of another sort is plaguing Indonesia, deforestation. The island nation is home to some of the world's largest remaining tracts of virgin rainforest, but the trees are rapidly falling to logging and agriculture. In the province of Aceh, though, on the island of Sumatra, a former rebel turned governor has innovative and controversial plans to tackle deforestation. The efforts focus less on the forest's value as wildlife habitat and more on its value to humans. Jocelyn Ford has our report.
Not long ago, Irwandi Yusuf was a rebel commander in Aceh. Today, he speaks before local parliament as governor of the formerly restive province. Irwandi was elected soon after a 2005 peace agreement with the Indonesian government. And one of the first things he did in office was declare a moratorium on logging.
We have the obligation, the political will, to protect the forest by issuing a moratorium on logging. This is the first step.
Irwandi understands the value of forests, and not just because his fighters once hid in them. He's a trained elephant veterinarian and was a founding member of the Aceh office of the conservation group Fauna and Flora International. And he takes protecting the jungle very personally.
I hear you get into the car yourself sometimes and chase the illegal loggers. How many have you caught?
Many. But I expect to catch a big player. Instead, I caught only petty player.
When he's not trying to catch illegal loggers himself, Irwandi is working on the bigger picture. The governor's team is mapping the largest remaining block of rainforest on the entire island of Sumatra. It's an area larger than the state of Maryland and home to endangered species like orangutans and the Sumatran rhino. The goal is to come up with the region's first comprehensive plan for sustainable development. But that plan is likely to ruffle a lot of feathers.
This is the very brave.
Didi Suhendra is forestry officer for the Aceh office of the Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Because the first time in Indonesia, the first governor to fight with the central government in policy level. They fight with a big company.
We're surprised.
Yeah, surprised, very surprised.
Didi says it's common for politicians and forest officials in Indonesia to enrich themselves by handing out concessions for logging or plantations. Those who pose obstacles have been known to get death threats. But Didi and other local environmentalists believe that Governor Irwandi's strong political leadership, together with growing grassroots support, present the best chance ever for protecting Aceh's forests. An hour's drive from the capital city, Banda Aceh, in Janto, a hilly village at the edge of the jungle, local rice farmers have mobilized a volunteer team of forest rangers. Abdullah Salam, a 31-year-old village leader, says the motivation sprouted from the town's rice fields.
Kami di desa ini, 6 desa termasuk, yang itu bung.
Abdullah says there's not enough well water in Janto to irrigate the fields. So several years ago, the World Bank funded a pipe to bring water to the village from a nearby river that flows out of the forest. Now farmers can get 2 rice crops a year instead of 1. And for the first time, homes here have running water, so families no longer have to carry it for miles to wash dishes or scrub the mud off of their shoes. Abdullah says villagers know that without the forests, their river will run dry. The forest near the river is threatened by illegal logging, he says, so villagers started patrolling and, with backup from the local government, have successfully enforced the logging ban. Defending the forests benefits more than the local residents. Back in the capital, Banda Aceh, an assistant to Governor Irwandi, Wibisono Ilarius, has crunched the numbers and says it also makes financial sense. He says that as forests disappear, flooding increases, and the cost to the government can be huge. The Aceh government spends as much recovering from natural disasters like floods, he says, as it gets from forestry taxes and fees. So the government sees no overall economic benefit to cutting the trees. Wibisono is also helping develop Irwandi's Green Aceh Plan, and he hopes the reward for forest preservation will get even sweeter through the emerging international market in carbon credits. The carbon credits market is part of the growing global effort to provide financial incentives to cut greenhouse gas emissions. A system is now being developed to apply carbon credits to preserving forests. Forests suck up CO2, and their destruction is responsible for an estimated one-fifth of all carbon dioxide emissions. Conservationist and former oil man Michael Griffiths is involved with a carbon trading plan for Aceh's Loiser ecosystem.
There's a general consensus that preserving forests that we have, in addition to planting new ones or restoring old ones, is a very important factor in reducing the rate of climate change.
In the carbon credit system under discussion, power plants and other sources of carbon dioxide in the U.S. or elsewhere could offset some of their emissions by purchasing credits from Aceh. Aceh, in turn, would make sure its jungles don't fall to the chainsaw.
It's basically like paying someone to protect the forests. If they do a good job, they get their money. If they do a bad job and they lose forest, you have to pay money back to the people that bought those credits.
Governor Awande's office says the carbon value for all of Aceh's forests could reach $240 million a year. Michael Griffiths believes such sums could turn the tide in favor of the forests.
Once we get money coming in, I think people will say, wait a minute, why are we clearing this forest? We're getting rid of our golden goose here. This is not smart.
Of course, there are plenty of possible pitfalls, not least of which are Indonesia's chronic corruption and mistrust between government officials and local people. And there are broader concerns that carbon offsets don't actually help cut overall emissions.
The devil is always in the details. How do we make this system work?
But environmentalists here in Aceh believe that Governor Awande's logging moratorium and the emerging carbon market have opened a rare window of opportunity. They say that if Irwandi can complete his green development plan before his term ends in 3 years, future leaders might find it more difficult to return to forest destruction as usual. For The World, I'm Jocelyn Ford, Aceh, Indonesia.